الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We were discussing that we are so overwhelmed with the non-Muslims' tariqah, and the reasons for that, we are born in this age when the kuffar are ruling the world. So all that has an effect on us. And from birth already, in fact before birth also, all this has an effect on a person. When we are born, around us in almost all probability and occasion, about dunya is spoken about around us. So that has an effect on us. Very few houses where deen will be spoken in the house. Otherwise, even if it is in the permissible domain, about dunya, must buy this, must get that, must go here, about dunya is spoken. About deen, very seldom. And in fact, if somebody speaks about deen, today it has become to us like awkward. Oh, what is this person now talking about? But when you talk about dunya, then it's all normal. And this is, in fact, across the board. It can be good, pious people, learned people. We are sitting at a meal, for example. You're talking about politics, it's all acceptable. You're talking about the weather, it's acceptable. Somebody starts about deen, then what has he started now? What talk has he started? So it's completely opposite. So all this is having an effect on the child also all the time. Then normally most of the people, we send our children to school. That's our biggest worry, that the child must go, and we'll even say the child must have the best education. And we have gone so far off the line that the best education is in a missionary school, for example, in a Christian school. That is the best, and it doesn't even come slightly to our mind. The best education is dini education, where he must go to maktab now. That doesn't even strike us. And those who have some consciousness, we will send our children to maktab, etc. But also just that he has to go to maktab. But still more importance is given to school. There are very few who will make the object first deen. That a child, the first thing he must learn is Quran Sharif. After that, then dunya salim, how much is necessary he can acquire. And even if he doesn't acquire, Allah will suffice for him. There is absolutely no doubt about it. If we just think that when Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِذْ, and remember that time. Whenever we read this ayat, then we should visualize Ibrahim alayhi salam is busy building the Kaaba Sharif. We should be seeing it happening in our mind as we are reading it. And the ayah says that when he raised the Kaaba from its foundation, the Mufassirin explains the foundations are in the ground, you don't raise the foundation. It means when he raised the walls. But one thing that is established here, that there were foundations for the building. Today we think that when we build and the foundations are put, it's because what the engineer specified, what the architect specified, what is passed by the municipality when the plans are passed. We think it's a dunya made thing. Allah Ta'ala taught that. And so everything is from Allah Ta'ala. In fact, when in the Battle of Badr, when Allah Ta'ala sent help to the Muslims, and he sent it with the Malaika. Allah sent Malaika, first 3,000, then 5,000. Malaika, creation of Allah, who live in the heavens, were all the time in tasbih, taqdeez, tahleel, in the ibadat of Allah, ruku, sajda. What have they got to do with warfare and fighting? That's not at all part of their program. They are not meant for that also. But Allah sent them, and so they knew nothing about warfare, how to fight. As they came, immediately Allah Ta'ala taught them how to fight. And taught them that way of fighting, that they completely routed the enemy. Completely. Though the Muslims were so few. So when we have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's help also comes according to that. And all what we need for dunya also, and the more we have Quran Sharif, knowledge of Quran, tilawat of Quran, yaqeen on Quran, Allah will definitely suffice for that. As Allah suffice, universities are a product of the world of recent years. How many years now? Before that, what wonder people living? Until today, the buildings of the past are still standing. Many parts of the world you will go and see that those buildings are still, Kaaba Sharif itself is still standing till today. And our buildings, before we finish, we do the finishing, it's already falling apart. With all what we have now and that, it's already falling apart. We see cracks appearing already. We see it's falling apart before even our finishing is done. When Allah, what was done, with the knowledge of which Allah gave, those buildings are still standing till today. So anyway, so with regard to that, what we are discussing, our bathrooms also, by and large. And yeah, we are not speaking of people who are not connected with deen. They are Muslims, but they are far from deen. Speaking of those of us who are connected with deen. If we go and see our bathrooms, in most cases today, it is a bit complex, the whole bathroom. It isn't just a bathroom or a toilet, it's a whole big complex. And this is another very frightening thing, the direction the ummah is going. Generally the ummah also, and or the particular in the ummah, the ulama also. If we go anywhere, you see today, the houses of the ulama, the houses of the people, the one house looks like a city of its own. With all the different parts of a city, one house looks like that. And outside the house, the gardens and all that, what they are. And then if you see the vehicles that we are driving, even of the ulama, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, particularly warned, especially of the ulama, that they should be living a life of hand to mouth by and large. But today we see a complete change in that, and we covet that, we desire that, whereas we should be desiring to live a simple life. For Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah offered to make the mountains gold and go with him wherever he wants. But opposite to that, he desired to be hand to mouth. One day he fills his stomach, one day he doesn't get food to eat. Voluntarily, he was forced to. It was of his choice. So that should be our life. So anyway, in this process, we have been deprived also of the du'as when we make wudu. And these du'as are so valuable, so valuable. One ruku, for example, if we make a ruku, and if we understand what ruku is, we will understand we haven't made one ruku in our lives today. We haven't made one sajda. The outward form of ruku that anyone can make, even a kafir can make it like that. But what is the ruku? Is that you have surrendered to Allah. But we have surrendered to our nafs. We have surrendered to the what the people will say. That is what our worry. To sajda, we have to surrender to Allah, only to Allah. And we hand over all our matters to Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is called a sajda. If we make one sajda like this, one rakat, two rakats of namaz like that, we will see after namaz, there is a change in our lives. But we are keep on making namaz and no change. In fact, our gunas are increasing still. Namaz is the main source of our islah. Which Allah Ta'ala says, Tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. It is your connection with Allah. It is your closeness. You're getting closer to Allah. It comes clearly also for some people, their namaz does nothing but distance themselves more from Allah. Whereas other people, every namaz brings them closer to Allah. And we don't even think whether I'm making namaz, am I coming closer to Allah or am I going further away from Allah. We just don't think about that. Our financial position, we are always considering it. Our health position, no need, but we'll go for a checkup also. And we are worried of this of our health and that of our health. Our house, we are living comfortably, but still I must add this, I must do this, everything. My car is all right, but now I must update it, I must upgrade it. All that that worry we have got for deen, not our namaz we are worried, not our tilawat of Quran Sharif, the outward, that is reading it correct with tajweed, etc., and the inward, some concentration. We are just reading Quran. Our whole life is going. But we don't ponder at all. The Quran Sharif hasn't come just as a reading book. Why don't you ponder in it? How many places? Why don't you take a lesson? But it means nothing to us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the bathroom, as we suggested, as we are, simple we can do. Even in fact, if it is a rented house, it's not your own house, without any real changing the things there which you are perhaps not allowed as a tenant, just to put a little curtain railing and just to hang some curtains. And if that also is not possible, a freestanding stand, just standing on its own, and you can hang your curtain. And you just separate the toilet area, which is not more than 1 square meter. The actual toilet area is not more than 1 square meter. Just pull a curtain around there. Now that whole bathroom, you can read your du'as. If you have to pass away there, you didn't pass away in the toilet. Otherwise, you have passed away in the toilet, which is also not a good thing. So anyway, so that various du'as that we could read, in that we also read that when gurgling the mouth, we should make miswak. At that point also, let us all consider whether we are making miswak or not. Whether it is in the bathroom, anywhere, have we got, is miswak part of our wudu? Is miswak part of our life? Miswak must not only be part of wudu, part of life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make so often, when he should enter the house, make miswak. Leaving the house, he used to make miswak. On every occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make miswak. So is miswak even gone out of my wudu, we should think. And at that time, not necessary to read, if we think of it, but if we read this few hadith, that when we are making miswak, for example, inna salata bisiwak afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwakin. A namaz that is made for which miswak was made, that is in that wudu that we made for that namaz, and we made miswak in that wudu, then that namaz is better than 70 namazes. Now just imagine a person did not make miswak, and now tell him to make 70 times that namaz. The one time for us is so difficult, where we can just by making miswak and not 70, absalumin. And Allah's absal, which Allah is saying is better. We can't imagine how better that must be. So just by making miswak, each one of us question us, is miswak part of my wudu? Is my miswak always on hand? Where I make wudu usually, or is it in my pocket if I make somewhere else wudu? Have I got my miswak, and am I making my miswak for every wudu? In another riwayat it comes, inna sunnata siwak tudhakkiru kalimata shahadatin indal maut. That the sunnat of miswak will remind the person of kalima shahadat at the time of maut. Not only kalima la ilaha illallah, but ashadu Allah, swearing under oath, how great, and it's not far-fetched, that will be a mot of shahadat for that person. So if we make the miswak, how great virtues. In another riwayat, astiwaku mitharatul lilfam, miswak cleanses the mouth. And today, how many of us, we may do make miswak, but we can't leave the toothbrush and the toothpaste. Whereas chloride is one thing which is almost in all the toothpaste. And this was a chemical waste. And they had to dump it. Instead of dumping it, they put it in the toothpaste. and it causes harm to the teeth. And they're making money out of that. So, and we are using that. And there are so many, but anyway, we all will say, no, toothbrush, toothpaste also we must use. That we have got yaqeen on that. But miswak we haven't got yaqeen. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah has stressed the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that our mind doesn't go. But the toothbrush, toothpaste, that is farz. Other people don't make miswak, they only use the toothbrush and the toothpaste. And we will make miswak, but we have to use that. We don't, the sunnah is not complete for us until it is not added. Toothbrush, toothpaste is not added, then our mouth is not clean. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give us the full prescription for the cleanliness of the mouth. Whereas Nabi alayhi salam declared, mitharatul lilfam, it is a cleanser of the mouth. Allah give us tawfiq to have full conviction on the sunnah. And that is when Allah's help comes. This half-half business, anything, you love your wife, half-half. Your wife loves you, half-half. What you enjoy in that? You want complete, total devotion and total love, then you enjoy. But with regard to our deen, we all have our doubts in our deen. We have got trust on the ways of the non-Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And during wudu, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that without Durood Sharif, wudu is not complete. So we should read one time Durood Sharif. Again, if that toilet is not separate, then we can't read. We are deprived of that Durood also. And we can read any Durood Sharif, but one advisable Durood Sharif is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad bi'adadi kulli da'in wa dawa'in bi'adadi kulli illatin wa shifa'in. That of as many methods there are, and as many ailments there are, as many treatments there are, so much then durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Shaykh al-Hind, Maulana Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this durood is a cure for incurable diseases. Diseases that don't have any cure, this durood is a cure for that. And wuzu itself is a cure of all our spiritual illnesses, physical illnesses, everything. We do our miswak, we do our khilal, everything is wuzu. Just like in namaz, the outer postures of namaz, how much they are correct, so much the inner part of namaz, the ruh, the life of namaz will be correct. Then we'll get the value of namaz. Wuzu also, how much the outside we are doing correct, then the inside of wuzu we will get that. Then see our concentration in namaz, then see our health, spiritual health, physical health, mental health, everything will come in order. So Allah, and then when we are making khilal of the beard, at that time it is sunnah to say, "Ha kaza amarani Rabbi." This is how my Allah commanded me to do. Again, if we in the toilet, we can't do it because of the toilet in the bathroom, then we are deprived of that also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So washing the face also, we read that dua already, that Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma tabyadul wujuh. This is not sunnah dua, prescribed by mashayikh and ulama, and we can see how valuable these duas are. Oh Allah, make my face shine the day faces are going to shine. وَلَا تَسْوَدُّ وَجْهِ يَوْمَ تَسْوَدُّ الْوُجُوهِ. And don't let my face turn black the day faces will turn black. Imagine in front of everyone face is turned black. How terrible it will be on that day. Yeah, our faces can be white, yeah. But if our iman is not right, our amal are not right, they will turn black. A person who was black in this dunya, but his amal, iman will be right, his face will be bright, shining on the day of Qiyamah. And then when we washing our hands, Allahumma atini kitabi bi yamini, wa la ta'atini kitabi bi shimali, wa la min wara'i zahri. Oh Allah, give me my kitab, my record of deeds in my right hand. That is a sign that this person is successful. That person will be happy. And don't give it to me in my left hand or from behind my back. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all that goodness. And if every wuzu we are making these du'as, if we are not making 5 times a day wudu, 3 times a day, some people's wuzu stay from Zuhar, some mashallah they are people, Fajr wuzu stays till Isha. Others from Zuhar till Isha. Many people from Asr till Isha. Otherwise, between Maghrib and Isha. And if a person makes wudu, fresh wudu for every namaz, mashallah. And all these du'as continuously we are reading. And of course, we also know, and Allah give us tawfiq, that it mustn't be read like a parrot, but that we read it with the meaning. Then inshallah, this du'as will be accepted. And just one wudu, and the du'as of wudu is enough to make a person not only a wali, not only muqarrab, but he will have every success. But if we are regarding ourselves as the elite in the ummah and the pious, but we know du'as in our wuzu. And we have made it just because of the Western overwhelming influence. Our toilet is not separate. And still we regarding ourselves as pious, and we are those people who stand up against the West and against the alien for ways, but we are guilty of it within ourselves also. Then, when we are making masa, Allahumma zillini tahta zill arshik, yawma la zilla illa zilluk, wa la baqin illa wajhuk. Oh Allah, give me the shade of your throne on the day of Qiyamah when there will be no other shade besides your shade. And nothing, nobody will be in existence but you. Everything is yours. And at that time, just think of the heat of the day of Qiyamah. And before that, just think the heat of this dunya. When a person drinks, likes his tea, very hot, and he sips it and he enjoys it, if by any chance a gulp goes down, how he burns his mouth, his throat, everything. So that day, and today with our temperatures of 35, we very hot, heat wave. And on that day, what a 50, 55 degrees, what will be the heat on that day? Where gold is melted, the ovens that are there, if where they show it at some places to the public, and you are standing at a distance of about 15, 20 meters from where the actual oven is, where the gold is melted. When they open the door and the heat comes out, 15, 20 meters away, you feel that heat, that gust of the heat, to melt the gold, to melt steel. In the steel industry, how much of heat is required? We can't imagine to go anywhere near there. And Qiyamah Day, what will be that heat? And there we can't go and save ourselves. And we don't have to just pass it off, it's for other people. I can be guilty and I can have to suffer there. And those people who will have the shade of the throne of Allah. And that will be the only shade. So how much we must work for the shade of the throne of Allah. There are many other prescriptions also to get the shade of the throne of Allah. We should be conscious and worried about it and work towards it. And then when we are making masa of the ear, Allahumma ij'alni min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fa yattabi'una ahsana. Oh Allah, make me amongst those people who listen to your words, who listen to advices and admonishments, and then they follow the correct also. So that also is such a thing which we are very, very far from. We don't listen, very few of us. How many people go to listen to talks? Jummah also, many people, and the planning of many places, the Jummah talk also, that the people make it easy that they don't need to come to listen. They only come for the khutbah, and the khutbah they don't understand. And after namaz, straight away they are gone. as the deeni discourses by any other, how, what percentage of the ummah goes and listen to that? Like if there are any majalis anywhere, how many of the ummah go to listen? So make me of those people who listen, and then of those who are listening, how many follow up on it? Hardly, very, very little who will make amal on what he said. Make me among those who follow up also. You can see the valuable du'as of the of wudu. And then, Allahumma, when we are making masa of the neck, Allahumma aatik raqabati minan nar. Oh Allah, set my neck free from the fire of Jahannam. On the day of Qiyamah, when people, there will be fortunate people whom Allah will just set free. Make me amongst those people. Set me free from the fire of Jahannam. That if we read this dua, our concern for deen and akhirat will also come in our lives. One beautifully ulama have written that Jumudul Ain, that the eyes don't shed any tears. Tears don't swell up in the eyes, mean qaswatil qalb, because the heart is hard. Because the heart is hard, therefore the eyes, no tears come to them. And qaswatil qulub, and the hardness of the heart is mean kasratil zunub. Lot of gunas that we call komat. Gunas generally, and what comes in the hadith particularly, because of which the hearts become hard, is kathratu dhahab, laughing a lot. Kathratul kalam, talking a lot. All the time blabbering, talking, laughing all the time makes the heart hard. And kathratul zunub is because of forgetfulness of the qabr, of akhirat. That is not in our mind, that we don't think of the qabr. And do we forget the qabr because of tulul amal, that lot of hopes of this dunya. So we don't think of qabr and getting prepared. I must achieve this, I must make this investment, I must build this house, I must get my object in my life, I must get this done, that done, all dunya's objectives. And all that is because of tulul amal, lot of hope. And tulul amal is because of hubbud dunya, the love of dunya. And comes in the hadith, hubbud dunya rasu kulli khatiya. The love of dunya is the root cause, the root source of all gunas. So if we make this dua, we will get the remedies for them also. And not only just reading this dua, parrot fashion, but paying attention to their meaning also. And then when we wash our legs, a very valuable dua, Allahumma thabbit qadamayya ala sirat yawma tazillu al-aqdam. Oh Allah, let my feet be firm on pul sirat, the days when feet will falter, when the people will just slip and be falling headlong into Jahannam. And whenever we wash our feet, if we are making this du'as all the time, inshallah, Allah will accept it. And there pul sirat, a journey of 1500 years, 1500 years. What a journey it will be. And if you slip there, you fall into the fire of Jahannam. So yeah, with every wudu, we make this du'a also. And then after that, read Durood Sharif, even if it's a short Durood, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we read that other Durood in the wudu, alhamdulillah. But read one Durood at least with our wudu. And after that, the Shahadat, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And preferably, look towards the sky. And how beautiful the words of the hadith, which is also incorporated in most or all the translations also, towards the sky. So even if you are in a closed place where you can't see the sky, but look towards the sky. That is sufficient. And if you are a place where you see the sky actually, even better. Then read the dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. Some riwayat have got yuhyi wa yumeet, others don't have. Biyadikal khair wa ala kulli shayin qadir.
And then after that, another very valuable dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. We could only reach and wash the outward parts of our body, which is also extremely beneficial, that by each part which you wash, all the gunas that you committed since your last wudu, all those gunas are forgiven. And from the last drop, if the whole washing didn't, the last drop removes all. In other words, definitely all those gunas. But you could not wash your heart. And that, so this dua washes the heart, washes the inside. Allahumma, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, those who make a lot of tawbah. And the virtues of tawbah and excessive tawbah, how great they are. This will be also granted to a person. And make me of those people who are pure. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الَّذِينَ وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And make me of your pious servants. What great, great du'as. But unfortunately, most of us, we are depriving ourselves. Then, وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الَّذِينَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Make me amongst those people that they have no fear on them and no grief. The world can turn around against you, but Allah will keep you safe. You won't worry. Your heart, you won't be worried about it in the least. But dua, the wuzu and the du'as of wuzu, our whole life, every ibadah, but just wuzu alone which we are focusing on now, how valuable, isn't it? Allahumma shfi'ni bi shifa'ik, wa da'wini bi dawa'ik. Oh Allah, give me shifa from your shifa, and give me medicine of your shifa. Wa asimni min al ahwali wal ju'i wal amrad. And oh Allah, save me from all untoward things, all things which are disliked by a person, and from hunger and from sicknesses. All these du'as are made. We are asking other people to make du'a. These du'as are there. And in the valuable amal of wudu, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Such great, great du'as for our wudu. Allah give us tawfiq that we learn these du'as also, we make them also, and we make the environment suitable that we can make these du'as at home every day. Men make many times wudu in the masjid. There are no toilets, alhamdulillah, that are mixed with the wuzu khanas. But our women folk, all the wuzu is at home. And we depriving them, they can't make. And the dua, even if you make it after you come, which is not practical, and nobody will sustain it. Perhaps once in a while you'll make, but the du'as have to be made on the occasion. And that can be only done while making the wuzu. And we have deprived ourselves because of copying the architecture and the way of the life of the kuffar. And the toilet doesn't mean anything to us, that it is there and we are deprived of the du'as. But our aesthetics, the toilets, how our bathroom, that nothing must interfere with the mats which are there. And with all the other things, everything must be there on its place for us. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand and make our all our ibadat correct. And the wudu is the key for salah. And the key and namaz is the key for jannah, for the pleasure of Allah. So if our first key is not right, where are we going to get chance to even put the key in the keyhole of the next stage? So our first stage, our wudu. And with that also, our istinja also, we must become concerned. And in wudu also, there are many things. Like for example, our elbows, our ankles, especially when a person who normally takes care, but for everyone that time comes when we are a bit in a hurry. And at that time, then we don't worry about the ankles and elbows. And also, the toes at the bottom, where the toes meet and join with the feet, that little bit where it is, goes a bit high. If a person doesn't actually rub there, it can be also left dry. Between the toes also. Just passing water is not enough. With our fingers we must make sure, especially those people, many people, whose toes are joined like together. They're not like separate. Some people's toes, they are gaps and they are separate. So we have to be very particular about all this and to learn of a whole deen. Deen is a practical way of life. Just correct it. We are to buy and large on the right road, but just be right or rightly on the right road. And everything will come right also. Allah give us all tawfiq.